Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Good morning, everybody, or good afternoon, or good evening, whatever the time zone is you're in right now. I'm Christine Upchurch. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. And I'm sitting across from Mr. Benny right now. Hello, Benny.
Hi there.
How are you today?
Doing well. I got my shorts out today.
Well, you know, it's sunny out there.
And I know.
I know. In Seattle, we get so excited when it gets sunny. But on top of it all, it's going to be warm. Sunny and warm, yes.
Yeah.
Supposed to have a wonderful weekend, a summer-like weekend in May, which, you know, in some places in the world, they say, what's that about? But in Seattle, it is a major treat.
Mm-hmm.
So we're you know, doing a little dance here. And, you know, it's May now. I cannot believe. First of all, I'm still getting over the fact that it's 2013. But now it's May of 2013. And got some fun stuff coming up this month. Towards the end of the month, I'm going to be doing a presentation at East West Bookshop, which I always enjoy doing. I'm going to be talking about the 111 activation and beyond, tools to transform your life.
Ooh.
So I'm excited about that because, you know, I'm one of the co-creators of the 111 activation, and East West Bookshop contacted me and said, would you like to chat about it? It's like, oh, absolutely. I always love doing presentations there. I always love connecting with people there. It's Friday, May 24th. So if you're inclined to hear about how you can shift your vibrational pattern to change the patterns in your life, then come, you know, listen and join me for a fun Friday evening. If you need to get more information, you can get it on my website and also East West Bookshop. Anyway, I've had a fun week. Last week on the show, we had Sabrina Fritz, and you actually got to meet her in person for the first time, right, Benny?
And all of her ink.
Yes. Well, you didn't see all of it, quite all of it.
Well, I saw the majority of it. She has wonderful tattoos, and I have a few myself, so we compared ink on the side, but it was beautiful to have her in the studio, and you had a great time.
Oh, yeah.
We kept adjusting in your chair, doing the little, who was going to get higher? That was always a good time.
We get really, really silly, and she was
you
here.
You did.
It gets worse than that, and we've got some of it on video. You know, we were videotaping our Authenticity Rising series. We've been doing a workshop for about a year, year and a half, and sharing it in various cities. And we decided we need to be able to reach out to the world because we hear from people saying, you know, oh, we'd love to have it in Amsterdam. We'd love to have it in, you know, Chicago, wherever. This way we're going to be able to reach everybody. So we were doing a lot of filming, and we got silly a few times. So there are going to be some interesting outtakes.
Perfectly natural. Perfectly natural.
Yes.
You slipped right in.
Authentic, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's interesting because Sabrina was the one who originally introduced me to our guest today. They had connected at a seminar, and when Sabrina and I were doing our Authenticity Rising radio show together, she's like, oh, we have to have Stephanie on the show. We have to have Stephanie on the show. Now, Stephanie Bennett Vogt is an author and a teacher about energy clearing, about space clearing. I was thinking, when I originally heard about this, I was thinking clutter. Now, I don't know about you, Benny, but I've got a lot of clutter in my house. And oftentimes when I clear it out, it doesn't stay cleared for very long.
What do you mean by clutter? That's a very vague term.
Oh, piles of paper.
Oh, okay, so physical clutter.
Physical clutter.
Okay.
Yes, yes. And when I originally read Stephanie's book, I began to view it in a very different way. Her book is entitled Your Spacious Self, Clear a Path to Your True Nature. No, sorry, that's the title of the show. Clear a Path to Your True Nature and Best Life. Her book is called Your Spacious Self, Clear the Clutter and Discover Who You Are. And she's got a very different perspective on this concept of space clearing and clutter. And I'm so excited to have the conversation with her today. Now, you know, it's from her perspective, she says that she thinks it's in our nature to experience clarity and spaciousness all the time. Boy, I'm aiming for that goal in my life. And so she shares approaches and perspectives so that we can essentially manifest that. She's a teacher, an author, internationally known expert in space clearing. She's studied for years, done her own personal inquiry, and trained with some of the world's leading experts in the field of environmental space clearing, personal clearing, feng shui, dowsing, and clutter clearing. She has over 35 years of experience to her inspirational clearing programs. She does consultations, and she's an author, of course. Her passion is helping people to clear a path for their true nature and best life. One moment, drawer, living space, and good laugh at a time. She's a contributor to Huffington Post, Daily Ohm, the author of, as I said before, Your Spacious Self, as well as a contributing author to Pearls of Wisdom, 30 Inspirational Ideas to Live Your Best Life Now with Jack Canfield and others. It is my pleasure to introduce to you today, Stephanie Bennett Vogt. Hi, Stephanie.
Well, hello, Christine. It's so wonderful to be back on your show. I just love you. Wonderful.
Likewise. And, you know, you are probably the most insightful clutter clearer I've ever connected with. And, you know, I've had a passion in my life for organization and clearing out clutter, but I have a tendency to have the clutter. And your insights on, you know, the shows that you've been on before, including my own show, your insights in your book, your insight on your website, has really helped to illuminate for me that it's not about the clutter.
Mm.
So before we get to that, you know, you used to be a teacher in Boston, right?
Mm-hmm.
About a decade and a half ago, you chose to walk away from your job. Can you tell us why?
Well, you know, I think the universe had plans for me, and I was so successful in my job. For me, walking away wasn't so easy as it sounds. I actually got sick in bed for about a month. Mm. Wasn't anything life-threatening, but it was enough to get my attention that I was seriously out of step with my passion, and I was out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a leave of absence thinking, oh, of course, I'll go back. And I started to just clear. I for someone as neat and tidy and organized as I am, it came as a huge shock to me to discover in that sabbatical time that I took how cluttered I was. And it wasn't sort of, it was that kind of hidden clutter, the clutter that nobody sees but me.
So the hidden clutter, you're talking about drawers and closets,
that kind of
clutter.
Oh, yeah. No, it was very physical, real clutter. It was just like squirreled in there. It was like, you know, a den, a secret den of stuff.
Right.
And so, you know, I quit the job. I had to process what that felt like, too, because I'd been teaching for 20 years.
My goodness. And
I loved teaching. I love teaching, mm-hmm. and I love the students, and I had such a great job situation. But for me to walk away, I had to get sick or something for me to be, to get my attention that there was something more that I needed to do in my life. And it was quite a wild ride. I have to say, it took about a year for me to let that one go. And I dreamt about it. I remember having these dreams about the school and, you know, going to class, getting late to class, sometimes teaching naked, you know, those horrible nightmare dreams.
Right.
And I had to kind of purge that chapter of my life out of me. And finally, one day I dreamt that the school burned to the ground, and that was it. That was the end of that chapter, and I was able to move on and really start to reinvent myself, which basically started with clearing out my clutter.
Yes. So it sounds like you were letting go of who you thought you were.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I thought I was. That's the clearing, too, is really taking stock and looking at oneself and seeing what's working and what's not working, mm-hmm. and having to let go of who I thought I was.
Yes.
And as I think it was Ram Dass who says, there is a grief that happens when who you thought you were starts to disappear.
Mm.
I'm not sure I'm quoting it right, but it really spoke. It speaks to that particular chapter and that experience in my life.
Yes, and I think that with any moving forward, there's also a letting go, and that is, in and of itself is rather bittersweet.
You're letting go of joys and people, uh-huh. and a sure thing, you know, the real deal.
Right.
And for me, it was, I felt like I was jumping off a cliff into a not knowing of epic proportions. I mean, uh-huh. it felt to me like a hero's journey.
Yes.
And that's why in the book I write it like a hero's journey, because uh-huh. I think that clearing is a hero's journey. It is a type of a spiritual journey. So that's why I get excited about talking about clearing. Because
yes.
And it's way more than it has to be.
And we're about to go to a short break. But when we return, I would love for you to share with our listeners how your perspective differs from the typical clutter-clearing approach to space clearing when we return on The Christine Upchurch Show.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
If you are looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia in Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, AM 1150 in the Seattle area, WBLQ in the Northeast, Cable Radio Network, and of course, Transformation Talk Radio. Today, I am talking to Stephanie Bennett Vogt, who is the author of Your Spacious Self. It's a wonderful book. I highly recommend it. And before we went to break, Stephanie, we were chatting about how it's not just about clearing the clutter. It's not really about the stuff. Can you elaborate on that, please?
Well, I would love to. And believe me, this definition was one that came to me through just living it and studying it and a lot of self-inquiry. But basically, clutter is not just the stuff that's spilling out of our closets or tripping us in the hallway. It is also the noise spinning around in our heads. It's and at the very basic level, it's stuck energy. So anything, thought, belief, anything that gets in the way of our experiencing who we truly are, that true nature, that true essence.
So, I just want to reiterate that. Stuck energy that's getting in the way of us being who we truly are.
Exactly.
That's profound.
That's it. That's just it. And it's you know that wonderful you know the Peanuts cartoon strip? Uh-huh. And the little guy called Pigpen.
Oh, sure.
Where he's walking around with that permanent cloud of dust.
Right.
But when we're cluttered, I really do believe that we are walking around with this invisible cloud. To the degree that we are cluttered, mm-hmm. our fields, our energy fields, get pretty cluttered too.
Yes.
And that's what we end up vibrating, is these little pig pens that I know it sounds a little crass, but if we think about clearing as lightening our loads, not just physically, but also energetically,
uh-huh.
we start to be able to see better. We start to be able to tap into the wisdom that is naturally already there, that intuition. It's like, you know, giving yourself clearing is like really clearing all that obscuration, all that shadow stuff.
Yeah.
That gets in the way of our really truly knowing who we are and being the best that we can be.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Stephanie, that you're talking about this because from an energy healing perspective, my perspective is that we end up with blockages that prevent the flow of energy and light, that connection to source that we have to flow through us on our physical and vibrational level.
Right.
And so it is like stuck energy that's, and if it doesn't flow, then we really can't have that strong intuitive connection. We really can't express our full joy and love because that flow is blocked.
Right. Exactly. And light, I like that word too. There's our natural light that is who we are can't come through.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are a lot of systems out there for getting organized. There are lots of shows and books out there about clearing clutter. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is that most clutter clearing does not last. Can you share your perspective on why?
Well, yeah, you know, although they're very well intentioned, and I don't want to put any of them down because I think they're all useful, what happens is that they're too linear. They really follow a very linear model, which is that we need to fix it, we need to make it better, we need to get rid of. And what these approaches don't consider is the role of the fight and flight response, for example. They don't make room for us to feel the feelings that come up.
So when, like, if you're watching a show, say on HGTV, where, you know, somebody's tossing out a bunch of clutter, a bunch of old clothes, whatever it is, and you see the person kind of screaming inside and biting their tongue because they're on film, then you're saying that they're missing an important opportunity.
Yes, yes. It's like they're really encoded in that clutter is the emotional weather. I call it the weather because it's like a way to kind of disidentify with the actual pain and the shame. But that's what's going on. The clutter is actually encoded with pain and shame and worry and fear and what if I can't get this again? And, you know, but my mother loved it. My grandmother loved it. And all of that starts to build up. It's like it creates overlays and a feeling. And actually that is what we start to kind of vibrate. That's part of that, you know, field of energy that we're vibrating.
Absolutely.
Is the unprocessed feelings. And to the degree that we can start to feel again and feel what it feels like without attaching any real meaning to it, just feel the feelings without judging them as good or bad is the secret to clearing, as I see it. It's the pathway out. It's the keys to the kingdom.
Yes.
And the thing is, in our culture especially, we don't like to feel, we don't like to feel bad. We don't want to feel those awful things.
I know. Emotions have gotten to have such a bad rap in our society.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts because the less we experience our feelings, the more detrimental they become to us.
Yeah. That's what leads to dis-ease, you know? It leads to lack of well-being as opposed to well-being.
Mm-hmm.
So to the degree that we could start to actually feel the things that come up, just when they come up, letting them go, letting them arise, and feel the yuckiness of it, the ickiness of it, the discomfort of it, without, again, attaching a judgment to it, just allowing it is the way out. It's the pathway.
Okay.
So when you were asking about the clutter, it's really not about the clutter, and it's not about the outcome. That we, of course, we want a clear home. We want our homes to be beautiful.
Sure.
We want our lives to work great. We want to attract those relationships. We want all that. But where the real goodies are with clearing is what's happening right here, right now, in the moment, and between the problem and the solution, the outcome. That's where the real goodies are.
So let's say that you're working with a woman who is clearing out a closet, and she's got some clothes that she no longer can wear. Either, you know, they're too small, or they're fancy business clothes, and she no longer has that type of job. What would you suggest for her to allow as she's, you know, letting go of these items?
Well, I would take the thing, let's just say it's an outfit.
Okay.
And I would lay it on the bed. And I would just invite her to feel what it feels like to let this thing go.
Mm-hmm.
To remember what she felt like when she was wearing it. To imagine her wearing it. Imagine herself being very successful at it, wearing it. And then, of course, then also paying attention and noticing what it feels like because it doesn't fit anymore, or you can't wear it anymore, or it's out of date, or your husband loves it, but you don't, you know, and then start to really feel what that feels like. And maybe there's a little shame in there or a little guilt, or there's some attachment that just doesn't make any sense, you know, sometimes. This is mysterious stuff. It's
all
like
right.
You're attached, but you just don't even know why. It's just to be with those feelings and specifically to notice where in the body you're feeling it. So, for example, maybe your mouth starts getting very dry, or you start feeling congested, or you start feeling kind of a headache, or you start feeling your palms getting sweaty or tingly, or, you know, or you just start to yawn or burp, or you start to get very tired. sensations that I'm talking about. That, and it may make no sense at all in the process, but as you can start to feel those, allow those sensations without, again, judging them as good or bad,
right.
That's when the stuff that, you know, those connectors, it's like these attachments are actually like strings,
mm-hmm.
energetic strings. That's when those strings start to lighten and loosen and soften and finally release. And it may take a few times of putting the dress on the outfit on the bed,
mm-hmm.
and having that experience until you're finally able to let it go. And what's so great about a practice like this is that you can be practicing on the outfit, but that's going to help you with everything.
Yes.
It'll help you let go of relationships that aren't serving you anymore. It will help you with the job that you don't love anymore. It will help you with the worries about finances. It will help with everything across the board. So it doesn't matter what you're practicing on, as long as you're practicing the letting go.
And the allowing of whatever comes up.
And the allowing of whatever in a safe, contained way.
Right.
Like, for example, I wouldn't suggest anyone try this with something that really fries their circuits or mm-hmm. rattles their cage mm-hmm. or makes them feel very, very unsafe. I would practice with things that are doable,
uh-huh.
you know, that
baby
aren't
steps.
Going to, you know, fry your circuits or rattle your cage.
So using this perspective on clearing clutter, it means that the clutter isn't necessarily something to be dreaded, but actually something to welcome as an opportunity for growth.
Yeah, to be embraced, to be faced. Embrace is the best word I can think of, because it's instead of pushing it away and resisting, which is what we do with clutter.
Right.
We're pushing it away. We're shoving it down. We're trying to get rid of it. We don't want to face it. Instead of all of that, my invitation is to just bring some love and awareness and compassion and just be with it for as long as you can, really, for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
If that's all you can handle, 1 minute a day of that will start to grow. Almost like you're building your muscle on being able to face your worst, darkest stuff.
Right. Well, this is a fascinating conversation with Stephanie Bennett Vogt, author of Your Spacious Self. Stay tuned for more on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship For You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to ConsciousRepatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
If you are looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia. In Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. I'm Christine Upchurch, your host, and I'm here in the studio with Benny and having a fabulous conversation with Stephanie Bennett Vogt. She's the author of Your Spacious Self. Now, Stephanie, we were talking before the break about how clutter is actually an opportunity for us to clear out within, like the emotions and the stuck energy.
Yes.
If you're going to suggest to somebody how to go about clearing their clutter, whether we're talking about the physical clutter or their energetic clutter, you know, what's your suggestion?
Well, you know, always start with the breath. You know, start with breathing in and out, and then
they don't teach that on HGTV, do they?
They don't. They really don't. You know, and then just tuning in. It's really a practice of tuning into that thing or thought or behavior or issue that it is that you're holding on to that you'd like to let go of. And really, again, the focus isn't on the letting go of it, because that's where we want to go. Our impulse is, I want to get rid of. And my invitation is to dial it back, slow it down, you know, slow it down, simplify. It's I call it the four S's, slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Simplify, sense, that is what we've been talking about, that feeling, and self-care. So if you could adopt a practice that includes all four S's, the slowing it down, I know that's the hardest part, the simplifying, so using whatever it is that's easiest to practice on. So for example, for some people, it's just they keep losing their reading glasses or their remote control or their keys. It would be finding a home for that thing and putting it away with awareness to remember, oh, here's where it goes, and noticing the feelings that come up when you resist the little practice. That's really where the goodies are. It's in paying attention to that in-between place.
So could you give us an example of what kind of resistance might come up for us in a situation
where
we're going to put something away?
What resistance feels like,
Oh, goodness,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't want to put the, you know, I don't want to clean the dishes. You know, I don't want to fold this laundry. You know, it's just, And it makes, I mean, just tune into something. How about trying this for a second, everybody? And I include you too, Christine.
Okay.
Why don't you just tune into something that, and it could be a thing, a thought, a behavior issue that you are holding on to that doesn't serve and support you, that you would like to let go of. And then just feel the attachment completely. Feel the pain, the resistance. Maybe there's a little nervousness or shame or self-consciousness. Maybe you're feeling overwhelmed. Maybe there's some guilt in there. Whatever it is, just allow yourself to feel whatever it is that's coming up in all of its messy and inscrutable glory. And just notice your breathing. first of all. Notice if the breathing is shallow or full. Notice your hands. Are they hot? Are they cold? Are they prickly, tingly, clammy? And just again, your breathing. Back to the breath. Are you thirsty? Are you tired? You notice yourself zoning out as I'm talking about this. Or are you feeling more attentive and excited? Again, just notice everything. Notice the thoughts. Maybe it's like, ah, what is Stephanie doing here right now? You know, I can't be bothered with this. I'm hanging up. You know, notice your impulse to bolt. That's resistance. That's all of these things I'm talking about. Thirst and yawning and, you know, clammy hands and heart beating faster. All of these are signs of overwhelm. They're all signs of the fight and flight kicking in.
Mm-hmm.
If you can just stay with that for a minute or so and breathe, you may notice things beginning to shift energetically. It's like it starts to lift just a teeny tiny bit. You just may notice it, you know, and you're like, for example, you may notice just your breath, your nasal passages start to open up, or you just start to settle into the chair a little better. You just maybe notice like, oh, man, I really am feeling relaxed. Like, I think I could just take a nap. That is all signs of clearing. Those are all signs that you're actually doing some clearing and letting go.
So, Stephanie,
yeah,
you know, I really love this because for me, one of the things I've been facing recently associated with my own clutter is I'm one who loves to create. I love to create all these different things in my life, particularly within the context of my business, but it goes into my personal life as well. And sometimes I don't follow through. I can hear my office manager right now laughing at me saying, sometimes, be honest, Chris, it's like often I don't follow through completely on, you know, whatever it is the new thing is. It's like I sort of get it launched and then don't focus enough energy on that. And as I sort of went to that space when you were leading us through that little, you know, self-reflection, I could see and feel the clutter, and yet I could also feel a sense of centeredness about, yes, it's actually a good thing for me to be coming from this place, and I sometimes will allow myself to get distracted by the next thing because I have resistance to,
yeah,
you know, the completion, resistance to perhaps failing, resistance to,
yeah,
not being satisfied, you know, which really stems from my own perfectionism.
Yeah.
So there,
and that's all resistance, you know, the sort of getting distracted, I know for me as a writer, it's so easy to do everything but get my butt in the chair.
Yes.
You know, that's all resisting, and it's resistance, and it's all a sign that there's some fear there. You know, like, what if people don't like what I have to say?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if this is just a total crock?
Yeah.
It's all of that. And I really want to say something, too, about perfectionism, which is that too, is my my growing edge, I have to say.
I like that growing edge.
Yeah. Softening my own need to be perfect.
Uh-huh.
It's such an albatross. It is a ball and chain. Talk about clutter. It is it's the opposite of self-care, I'll say that much.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why the fourth S is very, very important. And so if you, for example, Christine, are starting to notice yourself going into this perfectionistic thing.
Uh-huh.
And noticing what that feels like to be trying to get it perfect, you know, noticing again the breath, noticing the heart rate, the whole thing. If you can just bring in some self-care, like immediately, whatever it is, just start to fold that in, like weave it into the mm-hmm. energy stream that is the lightening up energy stream, if you will. You know, what is that one thing you could do for 1 minute, for mm-hmm. example, that would help you feel good,
You know, I often will go into this place of self-parenting when I get to that space, because I think of, you know, having had two children myself, and, you know, of course, I love them dearly. For me, there's been nothing like being a parent in terms of experiencing unconditional love. And I think about how we often don't give ourselves that unconditional love. So in that moment, I try to come from this place of compassion with myself. It's like the observer part of myself is looking down and seeing the pain or the uneasiness or the discomfort, and saying it's all perfect because, you know, you're unconditionally loved, and however it turns out is absolutely fine.
Yeah, but there's going to be a part, and I know this because I have this perfectionistic thing that's going to say, no, it isn't, you know, and it will actually override. I've watched myself override my steps to self-care. I've watched it. I've watched myself bulldoze those, and that's why the self-care is so important. It's so easy to kind of bulldoze right over that and shove it all back. Oh, no, that's weak. Or whatever your story is, you know, about self-care, that's a form of resistance as well. And really just make it part of your daily practice. Make a commitment to doing something that actually really nourishes you and supports you. And it means really going into that sort of dark place again, which is to say, for me, for example, is to tell myself to feel what it feels like to be imperfect.
Right.
And what does it mean to make a mistake? Because I know I've had them. And I'll be so hard on myself. I mean, I just want to cry when I think about the times I've beat myself up for screwing up.
Been there, done that, do it on a regular basis.
Yeah, and that is so so against the core of this work, you know. And if we can just like little babies, it's almost like we're tiny little babies when it comes to self-care. We can just, now you would never tell a baby to go, you know, buck up, you know.
Yes,
you would
exactly.
Go nurture the baby and hold the baby and cradle the baby and do whatever you can to make that baby feel the best. Well, you are the baby. I am the baby.
Yes.
When it comes to these, talk about growing it, whatever it is that your challenge is, treat it like it is a little baby.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And Stephanie, can you share with us real quick what your website is?
Yes, of course. It's one word. It's Space Clear, SpaceClear.com.
And when we return, we're going to continue this fascinating conversation with Stephanie Bennett Vogt here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath. To signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is, sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. I'm your host, Christine Upchurch. And here on Transformation Talk Radio, we are talking with Stephanie Bennett Vogt. Now, Stephanie, before you were suggesting that we deal with one piece of clutter or think about one cluttered situation and deal with the, you know, physical sensations and the emotions that come up and just sort of be present with that. What effect ultimately will that have on our clutter more generally?
Well, if you think of the clutter itself as being energy, right?
Uh-huh.
And your attachment to it being energy. And so there are strings or connection, energetic connection, or ties, I want to say, between you and your things. As you start to release your attachment to these things, not only do they just become things with no overlay of emotional attachment, but you can they easily can be released. They can be, you know, used again, given away, or what have you.
Uh-huh.
But what's cool about clearing, when you're clearing at a relationship level, you know, the invisible clutter, the ties that tie you to thoughts and beliefs and people, is that you start to release not only your attachments to them, but you're released that you're lightening their load as well. I know it's really wild. But
it's an energy healer. I definitely get that because there's this, you know, this energetic connection and dynamic and oftentimes it's a negative, you know, push-pull kind of thing.
Yeah. And I would only know this from my experience as a space clearer is that thoughts, for example, negative thoughts and negative emotions actually have a sticky residue to them. And they actually stick to the walls and our things and all of that. You can't see it, but it's there.
Uh-huh.
And as you start to clear this negative charge, it starts to not only lighten your home, but you're creating a space that's going to be lighter for future occupants. It lightens the load for previous occupants because there's no separation.
You know, we're at the energetic aspect of this right now, and I'm thinking more globally, energetically. Now, many say that there's a resurgence of feminine energy here, and we're not talking about women per se, but the energy that is feminine within all humans. Do you buy into that perspective?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that what sets certainly my approach to clearing apart is that it is a very feminine approach to clearing. It really highlights, it's based on the you know, that what I was saying about slowing down, simplifying, sensing, and self-care. Those are all feminine principles. And it's, when I think about yin energies, yin being more passive, more fluid, less about outcome, much more mysterious, all of what we've been talking about for this whole hour has been about the feminine. It's a feminine approach to clearing. And I think for us to be more balanced as a human race, is we need
Absolutely.
And I think what when we clear in the way that I've been talking about, we start to strengthen what's already right there in front of us, strengthen the feminine aspect, strengthen that feminine stream, if you will.
Right. And
yeah.
And by, it's almost like opening up the receptivity or,
yes,
you know, clearing the blockages,
yeah,
so that the energy can flow through.
Yeah.
And from my perspective, in terms of how we manifest things in the world, we kind of tune in and those ways in which we're connected to the divine, to God, to the life force surrounding us, when we're inspired and connect with that, then it can flow through. And then it's our more masculine side that can put it into action and,
yeah, absolutely,
and has the courage to bring it forward.
Yeah.
But the first part's really important in order,
yeah,
to have,
yeah,
the two forces combine.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, for example, you do need to get rid of a thing. People will say, but I have to get it out of my house. Well,
uh-huh,
that is absolutely the masculine aspect. But the letting go is the feminine.
Uh-huh.
So it's about releasing it, but also doing it in a way that is very feminine. And letting go is a very feminine approach. It's about surrender, you know, and receptivity, as you say, and allowing sensations to come up, bubble up without judging them. Is a very feminine aspect too.
Yes, and I think that there's also an aspect of that allowing that helps us to accept ourselves. And you know, Sabrina Fritz and I, in our Authenticity Rising process, we're always talking about how it's all information, that the physical sensations that you're talking about, the emotions that come up, that, and it's all ultimately there to guide us towards, you know, our joyful selves.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's such a, again, it's very fluid, isn't it? It's not about, you know, having, it's so easy for us to have a plan.
Uh-huh.
But with clutter clearing in particular, it's we can have every, you know, if you haven't allowed for things to just bubble up, and you just get on this jag, you know,
uh-huh,
of clearing out your basement without considering the feelings that are all part of it, you've missed a huge opportunity to let go, really, and to have this be a spiritual path or spiritual practice.
So if people don't go through this process, do you think that they're going to end up refilling that basement?
Well, remember what we were saying about energy and stuckness and stickiness?
Mm-hmm.
When we start to release the energetic stickiness, it's gone. It's gone. There's no there anymore. It's,
uh-huh,
like the magnetic pull that pulls it all down, like the ball and chain that I was talking about.
Yes.
Is so much lighter. There isn't anything to stick. So it's like not only will you not be attracting all that stuff and jamming it back in the basement, but you'll be attracting at a higher vibrational level, if you will, people, places, things. That match who you have become, and that is that lighter, more spacious, clearer you. No pig pen you. The other opposite,
right,
of pig pen, the clear, spacious, and light you.
Yes, and
so there is.
I was imagining pig pen instead of having dust surrounding him, having light emanating,
yeah,
from him.
Sparkliness.
Yes.
Sparkliness, and you know that. You know when people walk in the room and they just light up the room.
Uh huh.
That's you. That's who we are. That's us.
Exactly. So, Stephanie, can you remind our listeners again what your website is?
Yes, it's spaceclear.com, SpaceClear. And there's a lot of great, great opportunities and resources there for clearing on at whatever level you can handle.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful website. I highly recommend it because there's a lot of information. There's blogs, there's videos, there's audio, there's all sorts of good stuff with links to your wonderful book. And again, your book is called Your Spacious Self, Clear the Clutter and Discover Who You Are. Highly recommend that if you want to clear your clutter that's both the physical stuff and the figurative energetic stuff.
Yeah.
Stephanie, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh.
And it's always such a pleasure to chat with you.
Well, it's same here. I just love talking with you, Christine, and I really appreciate your wonderful questions. They get me so juiced and excited.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
So thank you so much. I'm really grateful to have been on your show.
Oh, wonderful. And if you happen to be in the Boston area, you're doing a book signing tonight up in Burlington, is that right?
I am, Burlington, Massachusetts. It's not far from Boston. I'll be doing a book talk and signing at the Barnes & Noble in Burlington, Massachusetts at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Wonderful. Thanks, Stephanie. And thanks to you, listeners. If you want more information about me and my colleagues at Stellar Reflections, go to stellarreflections.com. Also, I'd love to have you join me at East West Books, May 24th. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you next week.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Oh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends. Transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive. Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world.